This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Friday night, the final night of baseball season for us, Kevin, because
last fireworks too.
Yeah, the on Monday we will officially begin the regular schedule, full nights all season long. No more Monday or Thursday night football either to be in the way of the KNC Masterpiece listening. So if you're a fan of the KNC Masterpiece, welcome back, and let's get this thing rocking on Monday. But let's finish this week out in a strong way, okay, Colby? That sound good to you?
Strong.
All right, sounds good to him too. Kevin, let's talk a little bit about the Dolphins, because they are determined to make a run at being the worst. Not just like there are teams that have been all defeated before.
Sure.
But the worst team. Now explain to me exactly how that's possible.
All right. So I've gone ahead and decided just for myself that they're going to be the worst team of all time.
Oh.
Mark that down. All right. So they're already at a minus 117. That's the worst mark after 3 weeks and 96 years. So off to a good start. But like, where does that rank among the worst? Well, you have at number 20 the 2003 Arizona Cardinals, which featured Emmitt Smith. They were minus 227.
Oh.
So, you know, pretty bad. And the Dolphins are already halfway there.
Okay. All right.
But we still got a ways to go to move up the ladder. Then we have number 18, the Detroit Lions, who went 0-16. Well, let me try that again. They went 2-14 after they got Matt Stafford. They were only minus 232. So, you know, still not too bad. Then we go all the way up to number 10, the 1952 Dallas Texans, who would eventually become the Kansas City Chiefs. They had a safety who had 10 interceptions.
Wow.
But they had a minus 245. They went 1-11, and all 11 of their losses were by double figures.
So it sounds like every team just thought, hey, we can throw the crap out of the ball on this team. And he was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to catch the ball at some point. So he got 10 out of the 900 receptions that were thrown against this team.
Yeah, man. And if I'm Tom Keene, I'm like, look, dude, I got 10 interceptions. We only played 12 games. What do you want me to do? Then we go
win
to the 1973 Houston Oilers, minus 248. So still bad, but we can do worse.
Okay.
Number six, the 1972 New England Patriots, minus 254, including a loss to the Dolphins, 52-0. So the Dolphins were working at that. Then we get to the top five, worst of the worst.
Ooh, here we go.
All right.
This team can't have 10 interceptions. None of these teams have 10 interceptions,
right? Ooh, that.
Or one player with 10 interceptions.
That's a good question. I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
Number five, the 2000 Cleveland Browns. 2000 Cleveland Browns were actually 3-13, but they only scored 161 points, which is the fourth least in the history of 16-game football. Tim Couch went 2-5. Then he was replaced by another quarterback who went 1-7.
Recently found out that my cousin through marriage, Tim Couch.
Tim Couch?
Yep.
Ooh.
I didn't reach out to him.
You at least have an interest in this other person. He was replaced by Doug Peterson.
What? Are you serious?
Went 1-7 to finish that out. Then we get to number four, the 2009 St. Louis Rams. They were minus 261 points. They went 1-15, thanks in large part to the failure of Mark Bulger, who had signed a 5-year, $62.5 million contract.
That can't be good.
That didn't work out super well for them. Then, get to the 1990 New England Patriots.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the team.
They went 1-15, the only one-win season in the 59-year history of the Patriots, minus 265. Still not the worst.
Okay.
Then we go to the 1981 Baltimore Colts. They had a minus 274. They went 2-14. Gave up at least 23 points to every team they played and gave up 40 points or more four times in the span of 5 years.
Whoa.
That's pretty bad.
Is that the year, the next year, the owner moved the team?
That was also the next year that they tried to pick up 2 years after that, John Elway. And he's like, I'm not going to Baltimore. And they're like, we're going to move to Indianapolis. And he goes, I'm not going there either.
That's why I'm not going where you're going.
But they're not the worst of all time. The worst of all time, until this point, had been the worst football team ever. The 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 0-14. They were outscored by 287 points. Their head coach at the time scheduled 10 weeks of two-a-day practices.
So they could get better?
That didn't work out super well.
Didn't seem like it.
They were shut out 5 times.
They were tired.
Yeah. All right. My point is this. So you've heard some really, really terrible, terrible football teams.
Yes.
The worst team of all time, minus 287.
Yes.
Miami Dolphins through 3 games are minus 117.
They can't keep this pace up, Kevin.
Okay, because if they did, they would finish minus 624 points.
Holy crap.
So even if they can't keep it up, they're still on track.
The worst one.
Hold on. What pace are they on right now?
Minus 624. To put that into perspective, the worst two teams of all time combined are a minus 561.
Hold on, what number are they? They're at 287 right now?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
287 is the worst ever.
Okay.
Miami is at minus 117
already.
Holy
jeez.
At this rate, if they did continue this pace, in 3 more weeks, Miami would be tied for 13. 6 games into the season.
Jeez,
man.
They're
on pace to finish minus 624, which would be worse than the worst two teams ever combined.
The 903, how are the 89 Cowboys not on this list?
Ooh, I'll see if I can find a score differential for the 1989 Dallas Cowboys. I should have that for you imminently.
I guess my question here is, does this make it...
No, not even close.
Does this make it more difficult or worse for the Cowboys in that they only beat them... By just enough to win,
they didn't beat them by 25 points,
but not 35. You know, like they didn't wash them off the field.
Hey,
so
I think they were pretty washed.
Here's what I know: there was 2 historic spreads last week. One team covered the spread, one team did not. So I'm just saying. By the way, for those curious, the 1989 Dallas Cowboys 1-15. They were a minus 189. So that doesn't even crack the top 30.
Woo!
The Miami Dolphins are on pace to reach that in 2 games. 2 more games, which would put them at 5 games.
So, see, this is in a season, Colby, where there it seems as if the Miami Dolphin fans have nothing to root for.
They actually do.
They, Kevin, not only do they have pick number 1 to root for, but they also have historic numbers that they could be putting up this season. I think that's the way that Miami fans have to look at it this year.
The only undefeated season and the worst all-defeated season.
Yes.
They got both ends of the spectrum if they pull this off.
I would love that. I will tell you this. So they're hosting the Chargers. They're 14.5-point underdogs. Then they have a bye. Then the week after that, they host the... also winless Washington Redskins.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way that Washington can spank them.
ESPN gives them a 30% chance to win that game. And remember I told you the other day, you have the betting spread of who's going to win a game first, the Heat or the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat don't start until the Dolphins play 3 more games. You're still taking the Heat, right?
Yeah. Nah, man. Just because... Nah. There's... Because anything could happen at some point.
Yeah, but there's more games played by the Heat in a row than there will be by the Dolphins, even though they're they're coming in late. They have an opportunity to win more nights than Dolphins do. So, yeah you got to take the Dolphins.
Yeah. You know what? I probably am. The money is on the Heat there, you
yeah,
said?
The Heat are a slight favorite. So, that's just – I just wanted to throw that out there. That's why I'm so enamored by the Miami Dolphins. They're on pace to finish minus 624. Let's say they get halfway better. They would still finish minus 312. And the worst ever was minus 287 by an expansion team that went 0-14.
Man, there's just stars to shoot for, Miami Dolphins. And by the way, we see you, Rick and Oak Cliff, out there driving in your car.
Just be prepared.
Even though it's not July 4th.
Right? Miami could be the worst team of all time. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where, well, this weekend just got a heck of a lot more important for Jay Gruden. He might not even make it to the Dolphins. Next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, don't forget that this Sunday we are going to be doing all the drinking and partying out at Hero right here in the beautiful gym of downtown Dallas. So come down here and have a party with us at Victory Plaza. That is this Sunday night for the big game featuring
the Cowboys. It's featuring the Cowboys and the Saints.
Dallas and the city whose station. You know what, Kevin? I've been on radio now in both cities of which the football programs will be playing from.
Wow.
Accomplishments.
Boom.
Yeah, you still can't say
in
Dallas
one
and
day
New Orleans.
In your face. All right. So that's going to be this Sunday. Get down there. Really early for game time. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and roll into some gridiron gravy.
Rolling.
And we start with, how are you feeling about the Titans-Falcons game? You by chance have
not thought about that game yet.
Feelings.
Do I need to?
Maybe. So the Titans are on the road against the Falcons. Falcons are 3.5-point favorites. The only reason I bring this up is because somebody went to the South Point Casino and bet on the Titans +4. Their wager? $50,000.
What idiots.
Wow.
What an irrelevant game to bet all that money on.
They must know something.
I guess. That's an interesting call, too, because now the line has shifted to -3.5, and the Falcons are the home team, which means, theoretically, on a neutral field, Vegas views these teams as the same.
You know, I can understand that, but I think like it's time for the Falcons to wake up, right? And this is a good team for them to do that with.
Well, that fella's going to be out $50,000. $50,000 is the amount of money you could have won if you bet on $1 on Tony Romo to win his PGA tournament, and he would have won. But instead, he did what he usually does and faded down the stretch in the important moments.
This is golf story, Kevin.
Oh. But his narrative
remains
the same.
Why are you bringing this? This is a golf story.
I'll tell you why. Because he missed the cut, as he always does when he golfs. He will work as the NFL's lead analyst for CBS this weekend.
See, isn't that
football?
Isn't that the consolation? You're like, I mean, I get to go to work now and enjoy my work, and I'm good at it.
Right. Well, to be almost good enough to be able to do that and golfing at the same time. I mean, this is something to where he doesn't have all the time to golf, right?
Yeah, I mean, he worked on his putting for an entire year.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons. He didn't make the cut, but he had a great first round.
Yeah, he was ahead of Phil Mickelson, and then he shot like a 6-over, and it all kind of fell.
Because he was thinking about work. I think that's why.
I just thought it was because it was like an important pressure moment. He's like, all right, I'm going to do what
Dude,
I
do. Why do you keep doing this? He's a former Cowboys quarterback.
Sorry. He's the longest running Cowboys quarterback ever that didn't make it to the Super
why
Bowl.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just going to throw that out there in case anybody didn't know that.
Do you have to be like this?
I don't know.
Who hurt you?
We already went over this. Second grade spelling bee. Guys, speaking of people that are hurt.
Let it go! Tony Romo was not in your second grade spelling bee class.
Oh, I would have crushed him. He'd got to the last four and been like, I don't know what to do.
Dude!
So, I did it again! Darius Leonard is out again for the Colts. While T.Y. Hilton has been listed as doubtful, he was questionable. They moved up another receiver. He has been downgraded to doubtful. And concerning fact for the Colts, Darius Leonard hasn't practiced since week two when he suffered a concussion against the Titans.
Does he have the flu?
No, we'll get to that fella in just a second.
Is his baby being born? Is that what's going on with Darius Leonard?
No, he has a concussion. Okay. We've stayed pretty consistent with that story.
Right.
Now, the Lions.
Is it his ankle?
Nope, still the same. Just the one story is all you need. All right. I do have a fascinating follow-up about Jalen Ramsey in just a second, though.
Okay.
So, Matthew Stafford popped up on the Lions injured list today as questionable against the Chiefs. Now, the spread has been taken off the board for that one. But remember, both these teams are undefeated.
Interesting.
The Lions have a tie, but still.
Just taken off the board completely because they don't know?
I'm sure you could find a place, but like most spots have taken it down because you don't know if Matthew Stafford, and that's like a, you know, what did we determine the other couple weeks ago? 5 or 6 point swing.
Okay.
So
all right.
They're going to hold off on that. Now, for the player that you asked about, Jalen Ramsey has, interestingly enough, been listed as questionable this weekend for the Jags after being told that he wasn't with the team because first it was the flu, then it was his ankle, unless it was his back, and now it's a baby being born and he's not going to play. They've listed him instead as questionable.
I wonder why.
Well, I mean, the ankle flew back.
No. I think maybe, oh, do you think that they got a trade in hand? They don't want to trade him.
They'd rather fire Marone, I'm sure.
For some reason, I thought you were taking a shot at Romo there. I don't know why. I'm just so conditioned to you taking shots at Romo.
Speaking of people potentially getting fired, let's talk about Jay Gruden. Sounds like if he doesn't win the next 2 weeks, he's out.
Oh.
Reports are going around via the Washington Post that two sources indicated that Jay Gruden could get fired if he loses this weekend. Now, of course, this weekend, they are on the road against the Giants. And by the way, they're 3-point underdogs. And I'll tell you this. If they go to 0-5, he's out for sure. Because the week after that, they have the Dolphins. And we just established how god-awful the Dolphins are. So maybe he gets fired this weekend if they don't win. Maybe he doesn't. But if they lose the next two, he's out.
I can understand that, but I can also understand, wait, I'm trying to use logic in the Redskins together, so this may not actually work out for me, but if he loses against the Giants, you want the next coach to be able to have the gimme.
Yeah.
But that's logical.
So you think maybe...
It's not going to happen, never mind. It's Dan Snyder, his neck sweater's too tight, and he won't think that.
Well, speaking of Dan Snyder, since he took over the team in 99, they're 139, 183, and 1. His team has witnessed 7 playoff games in 21 years, and they haven't won a postseason game since 2005.
Jeez, man.
So, you know, maybe it's not all Gruden that's at fault here. Now, let's go to.
But, you know, but Gruden will get fired.
Sure.
No way Snyder gets. Gives up his seat as the owner.
Quite frankly, let's not pretend like we didn't lament this exact same thing for many years. So
years.
I get it.
But there's no way Dan Snyder ever gets it, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I really don't. All right, a couple of notes from the Thursday night football game. The Eagles defeated the Packers 34-27. Avante Maddox has provided an update on his status. He said everything is going well. He appreciated all the prayers and the get well wishes. He has feeling and movement in all of his extremities, and he went on to say God is good. So Avante Maddox, excellent, excellent stuff right there. Here is the most shocking stat I've heard in forever. I honestly could not believe this was true when I heard it. So Aaron Rodgers, you know, of course, he threw the interception.
What?
Not that part. So this is Aaron Rodgers' like 12th full season as a starter in the NFL. This is the first time ever he's thrown an interception inside the 3-yard line.
shouldn't have been throwing inside the 3-yard line. They threw six straight times.
That's true. And in those two drives, they had an interception and a turnover on down. So it was a catastrophe. But, like, I mean, I get that the 3-yard line is not that far away and maybe you're running a lot, but that just seemed crazy to me. First interception ever when inside the 3.
Well, I'm trying to think how many quarterbacks do have interceptions inside the 3.
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many more?
I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
I'll punch you in the face.
I mean, no, I wasn't going to say that. I mean, no.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man, I really did want to make a joke, but I will not. All right, let's go back to other quarterbacks. So Eric Weddle has been getting into it with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, by the way, is working on filing his grievance against both the Raiders and the Patriots, and there is a thought that somehow, some way, he might get $9 million from the Patriots. I don't know about all that.
Sweet.
But they're going back and forth, and Baker Mayfield weighed in on Instagram. Just some undersized walk-on, keep that same energy, talking about himself. Somebody responded, win football games. That speaks louder than these AB-ish style posts, to which Baker couldn't let go, and he said, you're right. Let me call out my teammates and throw a fit about my helmet, then go freeze my foot off.
Okay.
I mean, he kind of does one of those, though.
I do respect that part, but I also this is a guy that was a number one overall pick.
But he's got to try and play the underdog.
Why does he keep carrying the college stuff around? Like, that's one of the things that he can't let go of.
He's a short guy.
He can't let go of college. And listen, this is Baker. I'm an OU fan. I also didn't like a lot of his qualities in college. But the fact that, like, all he does is talk about college all the time and just can't let go of any of that stuff, I think that's going to hold him back.
He's like the friend we all have when you meet up and you reminisce and it's awesome. And then you hang out with him again a week later thinking about you're moving on. And then he still wants to talk about that same thing. And you're like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, also, like, he's the little guy. He's always had that, like, feeling. And that's the way that he got himself ready to go, is he always, like, had to come from some level of slight, even if he had to make that slight up. And we're seeing him make a lot of slights up here.
Tony Soprano once said, he said, remember when is the lowest form of conversation. And I was like, whoa.
Baker, then you can't look for it.
Yeah, and that's
you remember
Tony Soprano.
When Tony Soprano said that?
He was talking to Polly Walnuts.
Oh, I remember that.
And then do they kill him?
Nah. Oh.
No. I just remember there in the diner and it goes, stop.
No, that's not it. He was talking to Polly because Polly was just ticking him off.
All right. Guys, let's go to good injury news for the Green Bay Packers. Devontae Adams went wild yesterday, but he sustained an injury. They said they thought it was turf toe. Today it was reported underwent an MRI, toe injury, not thought to be serious. Green Bay's next game isn't for another 9 days. The thought is that he will not miss any games.
Whoa.
Now, Cam Newton is still missing time. He'll still be out for at least a few more weeks. He talked about his injury today and his rehab on YouTube. But what I found far more interesting than that is a nutritionist stepped out today and said that Cam Newton's vegan diet might be causing his bad play and slow recovery. So they said,
you need protein.
Go back to 2015, Cam. Badass Cam. He was a pescatarian. A certified nutritionist and strength conditioning coach named Chris Howard said, salmon, shrimp, eat a lot of good fats and complete protein. In fact, fish is one of the best protein sources. Now you take away the most valuable part of the diet, there's no way around it. He can't recover as well with less nutrients, less calories, and less muscle mass. It's just not going to happen.
Who is this moron? Right? Like
I told you he's a certified nutritionist.
And you
certified.
Know what all these teams have? Certified nutritionists. Yeah. You think they're going to let him out here not eat? And plus,
do you trust those team-paid certified nutritionists?
Yes, because they have the same goal as him, and to get him on the field.
What if they're the Redskins certified nutritionists?
But they're not here. I'm not they're the Panthers.
Them at all.
And plus, like, there's way, like, there's supplements. Like, there's entirely other ways of adding all of those things back to your diet. And I hate to be the person out here defending the vegans. but like it's possible.
What are we doing? Also here where he's also a strength and conditioning coach. So
And plus also certified. We're talking about Panthers. Yeah. Panthers need to eat fish and meat and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't take a pill of a bunch of soy and say that that's going to give you the nutrients that reaching into the ocean and eating a shrimp straight out of the water is going to give you. Oh, that's what a man would do. Didn't you see Joakim Noah's dad dive into the water and eat that fish? Awesome. Did you not see that?
I guess not.
You got to see this video. It's crazy.
All right.
I wonder how good just fresh out of the water, still flapping around fish
he
is.
He literally dove into the water.
That's got to be the freshest fish you've ever ate.
Popped up with the camera on and popped up and just goes, and started eating the fish right in your face. That's how you get protein in your body, Kevin.
That's right.
Or like other diseases.
So let's go to Bill Belichick, who had a tremendous interchange with a reporter today. The question was, how much do you rely on analytics? Belichick said, less than zero.
Mm.
You can't. That's not...
That's a lie.
No.
Is it?
That's such a lie.
Then he elaborated. I'm not saying it's a gut thing. It's an individual analysis based on the things that are pertinent to the game and that situation. I don't really care what happened in 1973 and what those teams did or didn't do. I don't really think that matters in this game or 83 or 90. Pick whatever you want. Then he laughed and said, it's not really my thing. And I like math too, by the way.
Dude, he's trolling everybody right now.
You can't like math and say less than zero.
You can't. You also can't say, you know what? I have a guy who whenever everybody says, what play should we call? I go to him and say, what's the percentage chance that a run play is the best play here? And he says, oh, it's a 65% chance that it's better than a pass play.
Isn't that John Madden?
And that you don't have any faith in analytics, because that is analytics right there. That's what analytics is all about. The tendencies of other opponents, what your team does well, and the percentages of what's going to work in your favor. That's analytics for you.
But he sees these without having to have an analytics guide there. He's just watching tape and going, that's what they normally
do. He's trying to do Wizard of Oz to you. He's trying to show you, I am this. I am a God that sees all and knows all. And I don't have to rely on anything else. That's what he's trying to do. He's really just the dude behind the curtain that's like, yeah, I'm reading all these papers of analytics too.
We've told you all week that the Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites over the Saints. They are one of only four road teams to be favored, though I imagine once the line comes back in the Chiefs game, they will be favored as well. So there's the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Patriots. And so you're talking about, like, you know, we all seem to agree, three of the best teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are the Chargers because they're playing the Dolphins.
Okay.
And then the Seahawks, who are favored over the winless Cardinals. So if you just wanted another barometer to gauge how well thought of the Cowboys are, there you go. By the way, kickoff for Cowboys Saints 7:20. Pregame is at 4 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, though. Oh, my God. It's back. It's back. It's back.
This is the last one, though.
It's time. What?
What?
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I'm currently showing Kevin the video of Joakim Noah's dad catching the fish.
That's former tennis player Yannick Noah.
Did you see him take a bite out of the fish?
No.
Oh, it didn't get to that part?
He got right up to the camera and then it cut off.
Okay, I'll have to find that part for you so that you can check that out, because that's how you get real protein in your body.
That's right.
Reggie. And I mean, it's eating sushi, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Vegans' bones are basically made of glass.
You eat food all the time. I've never seen you go vegan. Why are you defending the vegans tonight?
Would I have to be a vegan to like defend reason?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the only way you can do it. But you've been waiting for it. Everybody's been waiting for this moment, right? The last ever masterpiece of the week. Hit the music, Reggie. Tell all your friends that masterpiece of the week is about to go down. We say a lot of crazy crap on this show.
Uh-huh. By the way, it's not the last one.
Oh, it's not? Oh,
I will not allow that to happen.
I thought somebody told me.
Like what? Like the penultimate?
Ooh, that's a great word. I mean, it's next to last.
I thought it meant like really nice pen.
The Penn and Teller ultimate?
Stop it.
Both of them still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Did we need to Google that to make sure?
Man, nope.
Reggie knew the answer really quickly.
Did you just recently see him live?
Not live.
Oh, okay.
They've been doing YouTube stuff.
Okay. And you watched the YouTubes?
Why wouldn't I? It's Penn and Teller.
I mean, that's self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go, guys. The last ever.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still not correct.
Potentially the last ever.
No, not really.
I mean, more correct.
Piece of the week.
You never know what happens.
All
the
crazy stuff that we say. Let's hear it.
Yeah, you explained it. Let's start with somebody who doesn't typically make these things. It's Brian Broaddus.
You know, and trying to say, well, what's it going to cost? You know, why is he going to, you know, what are you going to do? You know,
that kind of stuff.
I don't know, man.
That was a great Mickey impression, dude. Well,
personally, I would choose not to run afoul of Mickey Spagnuolo.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
He got all the juice.
But Broaddus is, dude, he's a treasure. He is an absolute gem. Having him on this show is awesome. I love talking to him, man. No matter who he's calling out.
He accepts us.
What do you mean he accepts us?
You could tell sometimes he's like, God, you guys are stupid.
I hate you, idiots.
Then there's other times where he's like, oh my God, was that a really good question? What the hell just happened?
I tell you, I'll let you guys behind the scenes here. Every time I call Broaddus, I go, hey, Broaddus. He's like, hey, what's up? And then I ask him, you ready to go on with these jokers? And like, just with the really, yeah. So,
oh no,
he endures.
That's fair.
You guys.
That's
but he
fair.
Keeps showing up though,
dude. So. Every time I text him and ask him to come on the show, he just replies, sure, sell. And I'm like, okay,
I know for sure we're not his least favorite show,
and that, you know, so that's progress. Good. Yeah, that uh-huh. means something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Text in, and I will not tell you who his least favorite show is.
Wait,
is
what
it, is it White Claw and Walchip?
Oh, man. Now that show's a treasure.
What? We're calling things too many treasures.
G-Bag?
Right,
I could see that.
Because of Jeff always trying to show him up with his sports knowledge.
He said something about how they keep moving time slots. It was confusing.
Reggie?
Kevin said this.
Oh. He didn't even mention the penis. Oh, man.
Why were you so sad?
I was sad about that. I
couldn't even get the words out right.
Gosh.
You seemed just...
I was so distraught, I couldn't even...
But I was waiting for this moment when you were going to mention...
What's interesting is if you listen back one more time, I trip over some of the words, but I definitely got penis out. Oh, you didn't even mention the penis.
By the way, hello next week's Reggie for what Kevin just said.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Crap.
I don't know why people are texting in. I said I'm not going to answer the question.
See, dude, if this was really the last one, that wouldn't be on air next week.
Yes.
I was trying to
maybe
save
this
you.
Should be the last one.
I was
one.
Trying to save you.
I mean, look, it's inevitable. Whenever Masterpiece of the Week eventually came back, because that's what happens, everything comes back, there'll be a comment of me saying the word penis in some context. It's going to happen. That's what the show is partially about.
From the 817, who is his least favorite show?
I told you I'm not going to answer that, but he definitely has a least favorite show.
Which doesn't mean anything because it's just out of the shows because he likes them all. It's just...
I don't know if I'd say that.
Ooh, intrigue.
I'm just kidding.
What are you doing?
I'm just kidding.
So you didn't necessarily say penis.
Two.
There's a ding-dong in that. That's about Chris Long, right? I hope.
I don't believe so, actually.
Oh, my God.
That's just typical Kevin.
Why would you hope that?
Because if not, that means there's been a multitude of dong subjects coming up from me. And either way, this is a hard realization that I have to scale back on my ding-dong talk.
And it's quite a bit of ding-dong talk considering this.
I don't care for being naked. That's true, but also I want to mark what you just said, Reggie.
Stop it.
Courtney Cox's chin has
what? Does that have to do with anything?
A lot over the
Hold on.
Years.
Is it because I said ding dong and he looked up that and came up with Courtney Cox?
Huh?
That should be fine to say.
Is that how you say
what?
Is it? It's not plural. It's possessive.
How did we get here?
Is it the plural possessive? Cox's.
Oh my God! I don't.
Courtney Cox's. It's hers. It's her chin. Right? Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there apostrophe there?
Yeah,
or?
Apostrophe, yes.
Okay.
Some people, for some reason, think Z's and X's are
when
possessive.
When do you put the apostrophe after the S? Is it like Jones's?
Or Cowboys.
Z's.
Yeah, okay. If it's already an S on the end, you don't need S apostrophe S. You can put the apostrophe after the S. So there's your grammar talk for the
grammar with the KNC master.
Didn't think you were getting that crap tonight, did you?
Hold on. Why are people texting in now saying, well, if you won't answer that question, what's your least favorite show? Ooh. I'm not going to say that.
But yes, I will
I mean,
not,
I have an answer.
I will
but
not tell you how I feel about G-Bag.
I'll tell you what. Ooh.
What?
I'll tell you what.
I love G-Bag.
What?
Oh, come crap, out. I told you.
Yep. Come out to Hero Sunday night for a Cowboys watch party. If you come out and you ask me, I will answer that question.
You won't be honest about it, though.
Oh, the hell I won't. Only one way to find out.
I guess we'll find out.
Careful.
Yeah, Kevin likes being honest.
I was on Grindr. Oh, come on. The context of that was it's not like I but I guess the way I phrased it causes me some concern.
From the 972, boo, grammar's for nerds.
That's true. But that was like my life for years and years. Sterling wrote a story on the website, and he sent it to Corey to edit, and Corey sent it to me. And I haven't gotten another story from him since then. I think I kind of shell-shocked him a little bit because, like, I didn't hold back. And I was like, your story is good, but here's, like, 8 paragraphs of things I would change. So
from the 214, just wanted to say I love you guys, and thanks for being alive. Or live.
Yeah.
Thanks for being live.
Uh-huh.
Not much longer, though, guys.
Okay, well, like, we'll still be live, but this is the last 1 o'clock show for, like, 6 months.
Well.
Oh, except maybe, for Peace-a-thon.
Maybe the last one altogether.
Oh, I could see that.
What?
Especially if you keep doing that impersonation.
What are we doing?
Back to you, Reggie.
I mean, since we're talking about schedules.
You get it in spurts. Sometimes big spurts, sometimes little ones, but sometimes you get it in spurts.
That's right.
I do believe I was talking about
the sperm whale.
Offensive production out of certain players.
That's weird.
We had
is that
really
what they
in-depth sperm whale conversation off air.
So I was like, is offensive production what the kids are calling it nowadays?
Yeah. Want to go back to your place
offensive.
For some. Yeah.
Speaking of offensive,
I wanted to see what would come out of the gumball hole.
I don't know why gumball hole is a funny
All right. thing. But it is. Text in right now. Where on the body do you think is the gumball hole? Because, like, theoretically, it should be your mouth. But you know I won't get a text butt. So, that'd be weird.
I want 100 people just texting butt in.
Yeah. I mean, they're gonna. But yeah, like that was going back to when I ruined my gumball machine because I unscrewed the top of it and I poured water in there because I wanted to see what would come out. And I didn't know like the gumball dispenser. So I just said the gumball hole and this weird blue liquid came out. Well, I guess it was just colored water. It wasn't weird. And it stained the carpet because I didn't put a towel down. And
yeah,
I
that's going to be next week.
I got in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. A lot of trouble. The 214, you guys are awesome and nothing like grabbing some Whataburger while listening to my homies. Yeah, and you'll probably be here for the rest of the show if you're at Whataburger.
Yeah, this
That's
time
true.
Of night.
On a Friday?
Yeah.
All the high school kids
on
is there?
Day?
Yeah, but particularly on a Friday, because that's the spot after the high school football game.
I know. When we used to finish the show on Fridays, when I lived on the north side of Garland, like kind of over towards Berkner and things like that by the Super Target, I always wanted Whataburger on Friday nights. But that was the hangout for the Berkner kids. I was like, damn it.
Did you just say
like
Whataburger?
Yeah.
I mean, people kind of do that. You have to allow
for
that.
You don't ever say Whataburger?
It's Whataburger.
I never call it that.
Is this why?
But this is my universe and I'm running it. Yeah. I'll banish who I want and say Whataburger how I like.
It's not Whataburger.
It's Whataburger.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
Water, there's no, but it's not there.
You don't want a Whataburger. You want a Whataburger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want any burgers from that place, but.
What?
Their breakfast food is good, so their milkshakes, the rest, mediocre at best.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I said it, and they're the slowest fast food place in the world.
Kevin doesn't have working taste buds, so it's okay.
Whataburger.
Kevin said this.
Oh.
No, I learn about many things I'm not interested in.
Just that, a defiance.
That's
in that.
True.
Like what?
Like Whataburger. 317, crappy day at work, but thankful for KNC for making it go away.
Until you said that Whataburger crap.
Look, man, we can disagree and still be friends. That's the magic of this show.
No, we can't.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
Corey said a thing.
He loves D's juice. That's one of his favorite juices. It is. It's not D's. I looked it up. It's D juice. So and it's a juice.
That's worse.
It's a juice place that Drew Brees goes to, and I guess it's in New Orleans, but it's just called D Juice, and I don't know what the D stands for.
Oh yes, you do.
Delicious.
Maybe it's vitamins. Maybe they're vitamin D.
Uh huh.
Or maybe it's just D Juice, as in the juice.
Take your vitamin.
Or it's owned by some dude named Daryl.
Or maybe Drew Brees doesn't invite his wife when he goes there.
Maybe it stands for Drew.
He's drinking Drew juice? Gross! That's my percentage question. What percentage of...
No!
Okay.
No!
Okay.
No! Off air.
Gotcha.
What else should have stayed off air?
Then...
Yeah, you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play that again. I think mine is a question noise, not an agreement noise.
Colby's was an agreement,
though. I know. Play that again.
Then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound like a question. It sounded like interested in what you're talking about.
Maybe. Could be inquisitory and interested all at once. We've established. I think that's my favorite so far.
I mean, don't get ahead of yourself. Corey also said this.
No, don't break that. What?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Don't break that.
Still talking about that previous one, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Can you break that? Okay, never mind. I have like a really intricate question that I feel like will definitely get us kicked off the air, so never mind.
Off-air question?
Yeah.
We've got a lot of
one of those elevator questions?
Oh, yes.
If anybody wants to know, the... In the studio in between segments is always fun, but the best stuff happens in the elevator. The best topics, the most off the cuff. We really should video or figure out how to do
maybe
podcasts.
Maybe we should not. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
It's the best stuff.
Well, because it's at that point that we all realize, like, we're not going to see each other for at least 18 hours, give or take, and sometimes longer, and you want to, like, get in all the rest of the stuff. Because it's not the same when you text or whatever.
I agree.
And finally.
What the hell was I referencing that we have?
No idea.
I don't know, but the traveling high voice that was just like, yeah.
It started high, too. It's not like it was low and then went high. It was already high and went higher.
Man.
It just kept getting higher.
All right, well, I have a feeling this is not going to go the way I want it to, but I am going to vote for Corey and his discussion about, you know, the things that you might add on and sit
then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? That's what I'm
concerned.
No,
do we need to play it again?
We
like, if you're not sure, what are we talking
toy.
About? Play it again.
Then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
Marital aid?
No. You notice at the very beginning of that, Colby is talking. Does that help at all?
It's a food thing?
No. Colby was talking in One More Thing about a portable seat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, the
seat,
little legs pop down?
Yeah, yeah. The chair that you put on your butt.
And thus,
then
you just strap that thing on and then sit down.
Yeah, you have,
yeah.
It's got this little belt that you strap on, and then you just sit down.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
It's a chair, Kevin.
I mean, some of those are.
Wow. Reggie.
What, was that wrong? Was that inaccurate?
You took it too far.
Oh, my
sure,
God.
I took it too far.
I want to vote
just like
for,
always, Reggie.
I want to vote for any of Kevin's penis dong montage.
Yeah, that was
okay,
mine.
Mark what he just said, too, and cut off the last part of it, and it makes like it sounds like he's voting for my manhood.
Two.
There's a ding dong in that.
I wanted you didn't even mention.
Mention the penis.
That one. That's. Play that one again. I just.
Oh. He didn't even mention the penis. I'm so sad.
The simple fact that you like were so upset.
I was.
That it wasn't brought up.
Yeah. And also, wait, no, that's not it. I just remembered the one that I thought was the funniest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It was Kevin's date app that he really liked.
Oh, I was on Grindr. Hold on. Is this just turning into a let's replay everything Kevin said?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm actually going to do something that's really unfair because I saved my candidate to not be played until I voted for it.
What?
Yep. Because I can do that because I control these things. Kevin said this.
Do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hold on.
I'm changing my vote.
I like how quick and how confident both Corey and Colby are in reply to that. Let's play that at least one more time. They are sure. Do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
I changed my vote. I changed my vote. No matter how much Kevin talks about dong, I want to hear that over and over.
All right. So, do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The confidence you gentlemen brought to that was absolutely tremendous.
That's
Kevin,
great.
Aren't you happy that we didn't even bring up the fact that you were talking about gumball holes?
Hold on. Yeah. Do you have that?
Come on. I wanted to see what would come out of the gumball hole. Like, that would be weird if that's what came out. Never mind.
What
a KC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. If you run a souffle restaurant, Kevin would like to attend your restaurant and eat food. But he wants to see your menu first. So if you can, just reach out to him. I see there's a couple, Kevin. There's one in Irving called Rise. Adrian's talked about that a couple times. So
yes, that's the one that I think I'm supposed to go to.
All right, yeah, check it out, dude. That's they got some pretty good stuff actually. Adrian and I went there.
Florida Lee on there.
Yeah, Adrian and I went there to eat, and it's pretty good stuff. So, all right, so guys. Oh, also tomorrow, G Bag Flags. It is Flagtober, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
If you want to get your flag tomorrow. They are doing tour to DFW, and go to 1053thefan.com/flagtober, and you can find all the locations. I will be at the Plano location, Premier Grilling, at 1225-ish.
Before that, I just might be at the Garland spot in Firewheel, Dallas Cowboys Pro Shop, 11 o'clock.
And this is the kick-ass Tolo flag, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, they wanted to pay tribute to the Tolos this year. And, you know, the whole thing, the only thing that identifies G-Bag is there's a logo in the middle. Other than that, it is strictly the station and the Tolo. So what a way to go, man.
Couple updates from Masterpiece of the Week. I have been in studio. The ride down the elevator was one of my favorite parts. From the 214, just spit out my shake laughing, and holy S, once again, I'm crying. Wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And somebody said that the gumball hole is definitely the B-hole.
We had a lot of people say that.
All right, Kevin, now it's time for this. One more thing, if you were considering, hey, we're humans, and we're going to be around for a very long time, Virginia Tech has decided to use a robot to do push-ups for them when they score touchdowns instead of actually having somebody do push-ups themselves. Kevin, you've seen this. I believe A&M does this,
yes.
Right? How many they do a push-up for every time point. That a girl turns them down to kiss or something?
No. That would be zero. Well, that's probably not true.
So now they have a robot that just stands out there and does the push-ups. Colby, I've tried. I've tried for years to point out that we as humans will rise above the robots and not allow them. But you just gave this robot the easiest job. Do push-ups.
Right.
Like we should wake up every morning and do push-ups.
Well, you see, Corey, this is how it starts. You give the robots the small tasks, the ones that nobody wants to do, to help you out. Next thing you know, they're doing more tasks. Next thing you know, every human is just kind of sitting in their recliner watching whatever show they want while the robots do all the work. And finally they go, hey, they're not doing anything. Why are they in charge?
Well, they're furthering that in other robot news with the Arizona Fall League. MLB is going to start experimenting there with robot umpires.
I actually think that should happen.
Yeah, they do.
Guys, one more thing. The Tampa Bay Rays have made the playoffs for the first time since 2013. They have the lowest payroll in all of baseball at $53.5 million, and yet they have still made the playoffs. The A's clinch a wild card berth as well, so the Indians are out.
Woo. Congratulations.
Guys, one more thing, a little update on the story from last night. The $300,000 that was missing at JFK Airport. Well, the Delta Airlines baggage handler has been arrested after the $300,000 in cash went missing. Quincy Thorpe was pointed out by other employees to have gotten ill right about the time that the cash supposedly went missing as soon as everybody locked down a time frame. So the $300,000 was part of a bigger shipment, and it was all contained in one bag. Wow. And he was able to take that one bag. Of course, they think he was able to because they still haven't found in his home or any, and he hasn't confessed to anything, the actual money and where it's gone. So, but he was able to go ahead and, once he was arrested, cover his $80,000 bond. I don't know where that money came from.
Another bag.
The same bag, maybe.
Maybe a different bag.
So, at any rate, they think they have found who has stolen the $300,000. So, no, there wasn't a caper that we'll be talking about forever because it's just one guy.
I'm a huge fan of capers.
I really love capers.
Yeah. Not the food. I like capers. Okay. I like stories with capers in them.
Right. Okay. I like them both.
Guys, one more thing. LeBron James says Anthony Davis is where it's at. He said, we do all know how good Anthony Davis is. And if we're not playing through Anthony Davis while he's on the floor, then there's no sense to have him on the floor. He's that great. It doesn't mean every time down we throw it to him. We throw it to him. But we have the ability of doing that. But he just said if he's on the floor, the offense needs to run through him. Why wouldn't you give him the ball every time and run it through him?
Did you see the other thing he said that I really liked? Is they said, who's the big winner of the summer? And he said the Staples Center. Because, you know, the Clippers got Kawhi and they got Anthony Davis. So I get that.
Yeah, man.
Guys, one more thing. In other basketball news, James Harden has added his name to the list of NBA stars who say they will play for the United States for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. He is added to the list that currently includes Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, and Klay Thompson. So they're already starting to pile up people after losing at the FIBA World Cup.
Guys, one more thing. I found the worst reason a prison has banned a book in, well, that I can find ever. A prison in New York tried to ban a book of maps of the moon because they said, quote, presents risks of escape. Are they trying to tell me that New York has a prison on the moon?
I hope so.
Breaking news.
I guess so. So looking at a map.
So what happens, though? What happens, though, during the day? Because wouldn't they melt since it turns into the sun?
That's not. No. That is not.
Is that how it works?
No.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
I always thought you might be one of those people. Is that why you thought we haven't landed on the moon? Because it's really the sun?
You have to time it just right.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun's got to cool down.
Right. So if you wanted to go to the sun, you just got to wait till at night when it's cooler.
And you know, you can't just do it like immediately. It's going to take it takes a few hours for us to cool down to get, you know, for temperatures to drop here. So imagine how it's been burning all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got to cool down.
So you're just going with the light bulb theory.
I think you've been burning all day.
Guys, Golden State Warriors star Draymond Green put his poker skills to the test against a few top poker goes pro poker after dark something.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, they were having a cash game, and he lost $5,000 on a bluff.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, I'm throwing $5,000 in on this. He was holding an 8 and a 5 of clubs. And
sweet.
The flop was two of spades, a 9 of clubs, and an ace. And the turn card was a 4. And so he was like, all in. And the poker pro was like, no. Bam! Called him on it and took his cash.
Oh.
Sucker.
Guys, one more thing. We got Friday night college football where Arizona State, led by Herm Edwards, they improved to 4-1. They defeated number 15 ranked Cal 24-17. So a lot of people joked when Herm Edwards got picked up by them, but you know, he's doing pretty good so far.
Better than he did with the Jets.
Sure.
Because now he's playing to win the game.
Duh. I thought he was always playing to win the game.
You play to win the game.
Guys, one more thing for all those that were panicking. I believe news came out today that Spider-Man,
yes,
Sony and Disney have reached an agreement where Kevin Feige and the group will be able to help out with the next Spider-Man movie. So,
did you see Feige's also going to produce a Star Wars movie?
I did, and I don't know how and why and what's going to happen now, because it's got to be better, right? Because everything this guy's touching right now turns to gold.
He's, man, no kidding.
Are they going to put that dude back in it?
Holland?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are they? Is he going to be in the Spidey suit again?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be that same guy.
I don't... That's one of my problems is I've seen all the iterations of Spider-Man. You know, I've seen everything happen because I was alive at that time. The kids nowadays, like, they're like, oh, this is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I've seen all of them.
Is Tobey Maguire still your Spider-Man then?
No. Actually, this is my favorite one. Okay. I think he's great. I didn't like the Garfield one that much. I know you
definitely
did.
Definitely better than Maguire's.
But I really like this one a lot for some reason, and maybe it's the teen angst that's involved with it all and everything. But I'm super excited about it. You know, to continue with the continuity of what they've started building on. Guys,
if you want to have a little bit more Marvel news? It also looks like that Hulu is going to be doing a Ghost Rider series
with Nick Cage.
Not with Nick Cage.
Please tell me it's Nick Cage and Eva Mendez.
I can't tell you that.
Bring
it's not.
Them back. Bring them back. I mean, no. 4 more years.
Oh,
what?
Of politics. Nick Cage and Eva Mendez. No, it's that was
okay.
Guys, one more thing. UFC light heavyweight Khalil Roundtree Jr. Is going to face off with Jan Kutelba. Have you ever heard of him, Kevin?
No.
They're going to fight in Copenhagen on Saturday. Get ready for this fight, Kevin.
Okay.
Kutelba.
Is that the guy who screamed in his face?
Screamed in his opponent's face and made him flinch while they were doing the weigh-in today.
Is this fight already over, Corey?
I don't know.
No, I'm saying, like, because he psyched him out that
Yes, you
got to
see this dude's face. Yeah. He's freaked out. And Colby told me a long time ago. And then Stephen King backed up that theory in his book whenever he said that Roland and his guys ran screaming like banshees while they attacked. Colby said, if you're going to go after somebody, you scream first, because when you scream, it scares them and they get a split second. So if you're not as fast as they are, you just gave yourself extra time to punch.
While they're putting up their dukes, you're like, ah!
Guys, one more thing. Also UFC related, Kamaru Usman will fight Colby Covington for the welterweight title
Ronald
at UFC
Guzman.
245. Remember, Colby Covington is the one who loves President Trump and
Christian
brought
Covington.
The interim title belt to the White House and got a picture with President Trump. UFC 245 will have three title fights. So Lord knows if Covington wins, he's going to cut a hell of a promo. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, crazy weekend here at The Fan. You've got the last ever Rangers night game tomorrow, 7:05. Then on Sunday on 1080, you can hear the last Rangers game at Globe Life Park. And we'll have the Cowboys pregame at 4 o'clock, kickoff at 7:20. And then you can catch Corey and I at Hero in downtown Dallas and Victory Plaza. We'll be there watching the game and having fun. And then also tomorrow, check out the KNC Masterpiece Facebook page. We put the G-Bag Flagtober schedule up there if you want to see me, Corey, see the general, get a flag. It's going to be fantabulous. And then on Monday, baseball's over. Full shows every single day, weekday. So make sure you tune in KNC 8 to midnight right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say Cowboys over Saints, Kevin.
For sure. Blowout.
Whiskey.
Oh, he didn't even mention the penis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.